Gene.
What about what? Records?
No.
Oh, what 45?
You know what 45 is.
Okay. No, yeah.
It's a record. Not an album, but a record.
Yeah, around record. Yeah. 45. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. They have the actual record player that plays 45s.
What's a 45?
It's a record like that, RAM record. Yeah, okay. And then they have the albums, which is much bigger. You know what an album is?
Yeah, vinyl.
Well, it even plays the albums.
Yeah, they're vinyl.
Have you seen it?
I got one. You talk about a Bluetooth record player.
Yeah.
So you say you can put, what is it, Polly?
A 45 on
literally take the 45 and put it on a literal record player.
Okay.
Hey,
I'm gonna buy me one.
Are y'all ready?
I'm gonna Google.
Okay. Right. About that.
Is your phone ready?
Yes.
Okay. I am Lillian Els. Today is September 4th, 2021. I am here with
Pamela Staten Taylor,
Sonia Burnett,
to talk about their lives growing up in Suwannee as part of the Suwannee Black History Initiative through the Roberson Project. Sonia and Pamela, thank you for sharing your stories with us today. Would you please tell us your full name and when you were born and where?
My full name is Pamela Staten Taylor. Born March 23rd, 1956. Actually, my middle name is Elise. Born in Suwannee, Tennessee.
My name is Sonia Zarina Burnett. I was born June 8th, 1962 at Emerald Hodgson Hospital in Suwannee, Tennessee.
Yeah, thank you. So let's begin at the beginning. If you would, tell us about your family and where you grew up.
My family, I had, I have seven of us. We had four brothers. It was four brothers and three sisters. We grew up in Suwannee. We were all born and raised in Suwannee. My oldest brother and my next to oldest brother were delivered by midwives.
What were their names?
Their names was Ronald Staten and James Staten. And we grew up in one part of the town called what they called SMA. It was the Suwannee Military Academy. And so we grew up on that side of town. We also, my dad worked for what was called SMA, which was the food service. And so he worked there. And my mother did housework. And we grew up in that area. And then we finally moved over to this side of town, which is called
Oak Street.
This is Alabama. Yeah. But you grew up on Oak Street.
I grew up on Oak Street. And that's where we actually grew up. Okay. From age 6 on up is where I lived. Maybe age 6 to maybe 20, mm-hmm. I lived over there on Oak Street,
yeah.
Brothers and sisters. So, and growing up here was pretty good, honestly. Growing up as children, we didn't experience a lot of the racism. We didn't experience a lot of the negativity, you know. We, because we never heard any negative speech around us, you know. And what we did hear, my mother in turn would tell us how to counteract that, and that was with love or a smile. So that's basically, you know, we went to Lake Cheston. We walked to Lake Cheston from Oak Street, which was about maybe 6 miles or so. And so that's where we swam. We could go to the gym. You know, we rode our bicycles. We went to school to Suwannee Public. Mm-hmm. Then later on, actually before we went to school to Suwannee Public, and when we moved over on Oak Street, there was a church, there was a schoolhouse, and there was a clubhouse. And this is where the black community went. It was the black community. Yeah. And so that's where we actually went. And then once you got out of, I think it was the 6th grade, you went to Townsend, which was in Winchester, Tennessee. So, and then my mother was a part of the NAACP. She marched, you know, mm-hmm. civil rights. She marched with them, you know, trying to, you know, get the schools integrated.
Yes.
And so she did that for many years. But, you know, not really a bad experience. And there was a lot of things, like I said, that we didn't really know or understand, you know. We knew that we moved here because it gave our parents employment. Yeah. And as I got older, I particularly didn't like a lot of things about the university. I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of still don't, to be honest with you. Not really negative, but, you know, I think there's some things that could have been done a whole lot better, mm-hmm. especially now. Maybe back then when they didn't know so much or did know so much and was afraid to do it. Now, in this generation, I think we can do more, we can do better.
Do you have any specific stories you think that show, like, how the university could have been better?
Well, I think they could have been better, especially by allowing us to be integrated into theaters. We had a certain place we had to sit, you know. We had certain places that we could go and could not go. So in that aspect, as far as mistreating us in doing so, they really didn't. You know, our churches were, like I said, you know, was it desegregated or would that be the word?
They are
segregated. You know, just separate. But I just think that the university could have done so much better toward the people on the mountain. I think they could have done more to make us want to stay here, to want to live here, to give us something to want to live on this mountain for,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather than prioritizing who gets this or who gets that, you know. And we just need to learn how to come together and do what is right for all people. If the university can get to that point, I think it would be so wonderful. And they've done a lot. They've come a long way. I'll be honest with you. They have come a long way. And it really has been a lot of good people on this university. I mean, really good people who have helped the black community, who stood with the black community, who fought for the black community. So I think they've really come a long way. Would you like to ask me something else?
Yeah. Sonia, would you mind telling... us about your family and your time growing up as well?
Well, basically I lived in Swanee all my life. My mother, Lola Burnett, worked at the nursery school over here at Odie for 32 years till she retired. My daddy worked at the university doing all kinds of different jobs. And to be honest, when it was time for me to go to first grade, I was kind of disappointed because I wanted to go to an all-black school. But they no longer had that, so I went to Swanee Public. I got three sisters, Charles, Iris, and Jennifer. Pamela and I grew up together. Lived across the street from each other. So we're basically sisters.
Mm-hmm.
She babysat us when Mama and Daddy would go somewhere. She'd keep us. We used to have friends. We were always together. You know, growing up, we were always together. Friends in each other's houses, keeping the doors unlocked, car doors unlocked, and playing softball in the middle of the road, or playing softball in the house, and playing different games together. And when it was time for me to go to college in 1980, I decided I wouldn't come back to Swanee to live. Because there was really nothing to do here. You know, it was just a college town. I didn't want to work in this college town.
Yeah.
And I talked about the fact that Swanee did things that she didn't like. Well, this makes my daddy upset when I say this, but he talks about paying lease taxes and all these kind of things. I said, leases? I said, because you could buy your house, but you don't own the land.
Yeah.
I said, that to me, it reminds me of sharecroppers. Which, you know, you could do, but you can't own your land.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if I David were to sell his house today, that he'd have to give university part of that money, even though he worked hard for that house and, you know, paid it off and all these things, and he has to keep up, keep it up. I went to Tennessee State, and I've been in Nashville ever since. A lot of changes. I've seen a lot of people come and go, die off, because used to be a lot of black people in Swanee when I grew up. Lots of us. Pooshed, Miss Kelly, Rose, Miss Rose, and...
You can't name them all.
Can't name them all. There was a bunch of them. And the center used to be somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sam Shedd's house. And when he died, they didn't even fix it up. They just went in there and started using it as a little club. Then they made it into the community center.
Would you mind telling me a little bit about your experience at Swanee Public? Both of y'all.
Well, my experience with Swanee Public was, I think I was one of the first ones when they started going. Jacqueline Paris and myself, I think. Yes. I can remember her, us being the first two, and I think we went over there in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
My experience, honestly, was not bad. I don't know if it's because maybe I was such an outgoing child, but anyway, my mama had always given us instructions on what to do when we went to the school. Yeah. And she told us how to act, what to do, mm-hmm. what not to do.
Yeah. What did she tell you?
She told us that if someone said anything to us, if they called us the N-word, the nigger, to just look at them and smile. Or, you know, if someone started a fight, go to, you know, the teacher or whoever when we were out on the playground. We'd have to go to some adult to let them know and not, you know, in turn fight back with them. So, basically, I think the only problem that we had kind of coming up somewhat was when we lived in SMA. Before we moved to Oak Street, we would get out of school because we had to walk from SMA to Oak Street in that area to where our school was. And so we would have to pass the white school. Mm. And so our brothers would tell us to go on ahead, kind of before the school turned out. So when the school turned out, the other kids would come out and call them names. And so the black community of kids would rock them. They would throw back at the, you know, the white kids, because the white kids would say nigger, and the black kids would say stale crackers. And so, I mean, that's just the truth. And so, but, you know, it wasn't like real bad like it was for a lot of people who were losing their lives, who were, you know, just fighting constantly. And to be honest with you, some of the people that I went to school with, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I was one girl who kind of taunted me a little bit. But at the end, today, we grew up to be the best of friends. So, but she was probably one of the main ones who kind of maybe taunted me a little bit. But the teacher didn't go for it. You know, that was a good thing. So, you know, I hear people have talk about the bad experiences, but I didn't really encounter those bad experiences. Maybe the police, some of them at that time, was a little, you know, they were. But then, as time went on, the policemen that we had in Swanee were some awesome policemen. I mean, they really were good. Good to us, good to the community. You know, they would come, and because they knew our parents and knew how our parents were, they instead would bring us home to our parents because they knew that our parents was gonna deal with us.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like they just stopped you for nothing or locked you up, or they brought us to our parents, and we would probably have rather them locked us up. but you know, as far as that, you know, other side of that bad experience, that's the only real, and that wasn't really a bad experience. So I think we were blessed, honestly, to have been on this mountain in spite of, you know, how the university kind of act, you know, did, but they didn't do it in such a way that it just really crushed us, you know, caused us to lose any self-esteem or not to want to do better in life. I think it was just something they had to do, just like with pastors. You know, they had to follow man more than God. So, you know, not that they didn't want to, but they were more afraid of man than God. And I think some to the degree the university was more afraid of the people who were higher than them in their positions. But that's pretty much basically what it was for me. Did you experience?
I didn't experience anything bad. Some of the people that I met in nursery school were still friends.
Yeah.
Some of the, there weren't very many of us in, you know, from first through to sixth grade. You know, started out with probably, I don't know, me, probably about six or seven of us in first grade through sixth grade. No bad experiences. Some of the teachers, you could tell some of the teachers had a little bit in them, you know?
Yeah.
Especially my third grade teacher.
Is there anything specific?
She was not nice to me. She hit me on my back one time, which was not necessary. But you could tell she didn't like us, you know? Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what her name was, but, you know, you could tell she didn't like us, you know? Miss Moore was my first grade teacher. I don't know if you've heard of Miss Moore, Nabella Moore. She died yesterday, Polly.
Oh, did she?
She's 94 years old. And she was the best teacher you could ever want. She lived over there off of Greensview by the golf course.
Yeah.
And me and her daughter are still friends to this day.
Yes. You said that you were still friends with a lot of your friends from elementary school. Do you remember anything specific about growing up with them?
I have one named Sydney. I'm going to tell you about Sydney. Me and Sydney were friends for a long time. We used to spend the night at each other's houses. I go to her house on Fridays, and she always had spaghetti and cats and dogs. And that's where I learned to tolerate cats and dogs. She lived over off of, right behind the movie theater. You know the movie theater. Yeah. She lived on that street right there. I don't know the name of it. We're still friends to this day. We'd go to the movies together, just hang out. You know, when my mama died, she sent me a post saying that my mama was the first person that taught her about gospel music. You know, mama was very religious, and she'd have gospel music going in the living room, and she let us play our music in the back room, and we just close the bedroom door and just play our music. Put the speakers in the window, let the whole neighborhood hear it, you know. Can't do that kind of stuff these days, though. But we only went to sixth grade together, but I got some friends, one named Sarah, that was nursery school. We graduated from Franklin County together. And I didn't have any bad experiences, but I do remember when Martin Luther King died. They said, get up. I said, get up for what? He said, we're going to go march. You remember that, Polly? Mm-hmm. We marched. Blacks and whites marched when we met up at Odie, and we marched when he died together.
Yeah. Do you know, like, how many people were there? Would you mind telling me a little bit more about that?
I don't remember.
Okay. As you would have been pretty young.
Yeah.
But I will say that I will say this, after we integrated, we started going to the Odie Parish Church, and I remember they called him Father Yates. You remember him?
No, we didn't go over there.
Well, we started going to Odie Parish, and we went to church there for as long as we could remember, and that was good. There was no, you know, division there between colors. Mm-hmm. It was all the same. And I can honestly say this. For every person that I went to school with here at Suwanee Public, it's like there's this connection even today. Because when we see each other, we just know we're Suwaneesian. We just know that. You just, it was that we, it's just that click, and you, it is always so good to see each other. And it's not like, wherever they may be, it's not like they're Shane, Pam, or, you know, whoever we call out each other's name. And that's still today. And I'm just so thankful that we have gotten beyond the places that we used to be, being able to attend friends' funerals now that you thought you couldn't attend and all that. That's the way we are now as Swanee. Swanee people are just so glad when they see one another, wherever it is. And so we did, and they were good. I mean, honestly, I didn't have anybody that was mean to me, because I really think that their parents was teaching them the right way too, just like our mother was teaching us the right way. And I think I may have had one little bad encounter with that one girl name I'm not gonna call, but today I just love her and she loves me. So we, you know, Swanee wasn't a bad experience.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. I just wish they had done more so it would give us some encouragement to still want to live here, to still want to be here. But there's something here.
We grew up by the old swimming pool. They talk about the Swanee swimming pool. I never did. When I moved, we moved over there, they were starting to put dirt in that swimming pool.
Yeah, I was wanting to ask, growing up on like Oak Street, you were right by that swimming pool.
Next to it.
Yeah.
This
is the pool. This is our house.
Well, he's saying, what was you saying?
It was not open law.
No.
Nobody took care
of it. That's Miss Chitty. Wasn't that Miss Chitty stuff?
I don't know whose it was.
Yeah, it was.
But Jackie Kennerly was the lifeguard at the time. And for what time it was open, it was a wonderful experience. We had our little houses where we go get dressed in, and yada. But it did not last long. And I don't know why to this day.
But we could go swim at the gym, at the university gym.
Yeah.
We could. At the lake. We all learned how to swim at that lake.
At what lake?
Lake Cheston.
Okay. Was there like a preference to like the pool over on Oak Street rather than the lake, or like?
Well, we didn't have. It wasn't there, so
yeah. She wasn't there for them, but for us, just that small amount of time, and we were kind of, you know, a little bit young. But I'm wondering if they just didn't say, hey, okay, there's no need for this. We have a gym. Let's all come and do one place and not have to worry about keeping up another place. I don't know what the reason was for letting that go down.
Yeah. What about Willie Six Field?
Like, loved it. Love it to this day.
Yeah.
It was the most wonderful place that we had to go.
Wait a minute.
Right down there, Willie Six Field. This is what we own today. It was a place for us to picnic, softball tournaments. We had people. Let me tell you something. Swanee was the place, especially in the Negro community, where so many people come from so many different places and enjoyed being here. Willie Six, that ball field, boy, that was the highlight of Swanee for us.
Yeah.
Swanee was like a different, what did Miss Sarah call it?
My mother?
Yeah. She called it something. Closest to heaven that you can get or something.
Oh, yeah, they used to say that.
Closest to heaven you can get. Because this is the rock.
That was my mom, but...
Yeah. Miss Sarah's her mother. Miss Sarah, I love Miss Sarah.
Yeah.
Miss Sarah taught me a whole lot of stuff.
Do you agree with that sentiment? That Swanee's the closest to heaven you can get?
Well, she was talking about the cicadas and the green stuff.
She was just talking about the beautification.
You know...
And the peacefulness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, didn't have to worry about us walking here or walking there, you know, and just being, she was able to just let us walk to the field, you know, without having to worry about, because everybody watched after everybody's kids, and everybody had, you know, the permission to spank us.
Oh, yeah, we got.
So, yeah. But my mother, there was my mother and three other black ladies, and I called their names. Johnny Fallow, Emma Hill, Dora Turner. They were the ones who marched for the desegregation of the school. Was that the word? They were the ones who marched. They got some slack behind it, but not real bad that they gave up. And then there were some other people who were Scott Bates and...
they had that up there?
Yeah, and they had a memorial plaque put up for those people. I remember Scott Bates, Chitty, and I can't remember the other. gosh, what was his name? Anyway, and so they had them a plaque put up for what they had did back then, because they really got slammed for doing it, but they never gave up.
Yeah.
They never quit.
Did your mother ever tell you about her experience in fighting for desegregation of Franklin County schools?
Yeah. She said it was awful, and they were looked down upon, you know, shouts, you know, derogatory words. But, you know, and watching the people get hosed and, you know, all that other stuff. But she didn't get she didn't experience any of the hosing part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But but she didn't talk a whole lot about it, because I felt like she didn't talk a whole lot about it to us was because she didn't want that negativity in us toward white people. I really do. That's my feel of it. That's my feel of it, because I never heard her say anything negative toward white people. And, you know, so I'm thinking that's why she never talked a lot about it. She was just teaching us the opposite of, you know, how to get along, how to, you know. And one of her quotes was Dr. King's quote, "Man should not be judged by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character." That is what we heard all the time. So, yeah, I mean, we just never heard any bitterness.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because I'm glad that's not in my heart, instilled in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. She just had a love for people.
That's really good.
It is.
It's beautiful.
If you had walked up on her doorstep and told her you were hungry, you better know you would get fed.
Best way, a lot of people in Swanee, especially my mom and Miss Sarah.
I've
heard many amazing stories of her mother.
Mm-hmm. Mama fed a lot of kids. She did. She come on in here, you know. She used to teach us how to make different stuff, you know, sweets and my mother, she just said, "Come on in here," you know.
And her mother had more of an interaction with the people, because she was at the nursery, and so she got to interact more with more, you know, people, you know. Yes. So she knew a lot more people, you know, in that aspect. So that was good, you know.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
Mama used to make this cake. It was a yellow cake with caramel icing. And she would have to hide it from certain people.
Well, didn't hide it from me. I just didn't get none.
Because if you know, she's,
you know, hide
Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, any kind of holiday, she had that cake. And we knew somebody was going to knock on that door. Want a piece of cake. Somebody knock on that door and say, "Lula, you got any, what kind of new perfume you got?" Go on back in there and look. She, mama kept perfuming. I had friends come by and get the perfume, and so they can do what they smell good, like they need to smell good.
Mm-hmm. But she tell me, "You're not getting my perfume." "You ain't getting in my perfume." Sonya say, "I have some. Come over and get a little sweet." But when she died, guess who ended up with the perfume?
I said, "Potty, come get this perfume."
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. And Sonya would always have me a piece of cake waiting, but Luda would always do it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we said, it was a good experience up here. I really don't. And there's some people that can add some things that we're probably not even thinking about. But have you ever seen that house over there that's next to the Swanee Public School? It's a little house.
It's behind it.
Yeah, it's behind. There's a big white house, then there's Swanee Public School, but behind this big white house is a little house that these people used to live in. And it is still there. And when I go by there and look at that, that is one of the most memorable things for me, is to see that house. And it brings nothing but peace to my heart. And it's a little tiny house, and it is still here. And I'm 65 years old. And so it's been here ever since then, and before then.
Yeah. Have y'all heard about that house?
I've been trying to figure out where is the Swanee Public
Schools. Who lived in that house?
Merle and Dina Hill. Merle and Dina. That house, if you were like you were going in the back of Swanee Public, you know how you turn in to go into the front of Swanee Public, where there's a little road that kind of goes down between Swanee Public and this huge house that sits over here on the right. Huge house sits here on the right, Swanee Public is here. There's a little road that goes down through there. And you just kind of, as soon as you get to the end of that road, you'll see that little house that is still sitting there. When I see that house, you ever see something that reminds you of your childhood, reminds you of good? Well, that's one of the most memorable things for me.
Yeah.
Is that house.
Why do you think so?
I don't know. Because it's something that's, because to see something that maybe because you had a, really, you had a good childhood, and you see something that's still a part of that past, because we used to go to that house, and she would make us cookies, or and they'd have Kool-Aid, and we'd have to pass that house when we was on our way home from school on this side. So I think seeing that just gives you a sense of peace and calmness. That's about the best reason why, because when I see it, I absolutely just love it. Yeah, more than anything, I think that's what gives me the memory. So you should see it if you ever.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
We could stand, I could leave my house and go to a house on Willie 6, and Mama would get on that front porch and holler for me to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And we could hear it.
From the ball field.
And,
if we didn't, yes,
we could hear it.
And if we didn't have our chores done, our father didn't holler. Sorry, okay. Real quick, our father didn't shout. There was a path, and we could be getting ready to hit the ball or do whatever, and we'd look up and see him. They say, oh, here comes Mr. Rib. We take off. All the kids with us, we would take off. But we had so many people that were surrounded by this Willie 6 Road. You never seen the like of plum trees. You never seen like of strawberry patches that was all up and down through here. You never seen the like of apple trees, pear trees. There were so many fruit trees in Swanee that was unbelievable. And nobody ever said, don't come in my yard. You might have one, but you know. We had grapes. People had grapevines. But that's, Swanee was memorable.
Because we used to have to walk through the path to get to school over here. And we had to walk through a plum tree every day. Look, what was his name?
You're talking about Mr. Houston.
Mr. Houston had apple trees and pear trees.
And he sold candy.
He sold candy out of his house.
Candy that you don't see today.
How much was it?
If you had a nickel.
You could rack up with a nickel.
You could literally buy a bag of, at the store, you could literally buy a bag of potato chips, a candy bar, and a cold drink for 27 cents. Yeah. And Mr. Houston sold his candy, who lived right up on the hill above 26th Road. He sold his for like 5 cents. Might even be 3 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't like us in his apple tree. He didn't like us in his apple tree.
But he had somebody that stayed with him, and he would let us get some apples.
Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah, he let us get Mr. Houston would let us get those apples.
There was so many people up on this
mountain. We used to walk to the ballpark, ball field up here, off of, I don't know, right behind the Senior Citizen Center.
Yes. Yeah.
We used to walk there.
And we played there.
Yep.
Oh, there goes my brother. Well, I guess we'll get back before the people leave.
Can I ask you just a few closing questions? So, what are one or two things that you would want people to remember about your childhood and about the history of living in Swanee?
My childhood was a great childhood. I wouldn't give anything for it. The things that we did then, we can't do things. It's hard for the kids now to do those things, you know, walk down the street without the police looking at them like, you know, what are you going to do? You look familiar. Like she said, they didn't really care. We used to ride a school bus together to school and from to junior high and high school. And we didn't mind who sat beside us, you know.
Everybody just treated everybody good. They did. They treated everybody good.
Me, what I want people to remember about my childhood was, number one, I'm thankful that I did grow up in Suwanee. I am, because I had a good childhood. And second, what I want people to remember about the university, anybody that lived on this mountain couldn't have been in a better spot than to be at the University of the South. Because they had what they had to do, and they did what they had to do, but at the same time, they still gave us a sense of peace of being here. And they still provided jobs, and they still did what they could to help our parents out. But just for the peacefulness and the calmness that so many other cities didn't experience, I mean, this peacefulness and calmness that a lot of cities didn't experience, we got to experience that here at the University of the South. And for that, I am truly, truly grateful and thankful, because it was a peaceful place for us.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
And we got to go to the party weekends. And they didn't mind us coming until people from other places started coming and doing what they were needed to be doing. And it kind of had to shut everybody off, you know, the public from coming except for the college students. But the college students, they would just invite us in. We would just have a great and marvelous time until others started coming in and wrecking it. So, but yeah, we had a good time.
Everybody loves Suwanee.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope that helps. It's great.